toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away free. So enjoy it at freetalklive.com. And also enjoy republicmagazine.tv. If you are missing the real news, and you might very well be, you should get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. Get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or you can call them at 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620.
Yeah, I just got the new issue today in the mail. And Free Talk Live's got a quarter-page ad right on the inside front cover, and I
again,
yeah, it's great. Well, this is the new issue comes out online before you get your hard copy.
Right.
So I looked online, and that was probably a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago.
So this is our first month in? I thought we'd already been in for a month.
I think this is our first insertion.
Okay, very good. It's a nice-looking ad.
Yeah, it's a great-looking one.
All right, freetalklive.com is our website. We go to your phone calls. Eric is in South Korea. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Eric?
I've been listening for about 6 months now, and I'd like to say thank you. It's a really interesting show. I listen on podcasts, so unfortunately I'm a little bit late in my news. But last week, or let's say at the end of the week before, you were having a hard time finding a correlating definition for the term collectivist. And
yeah.
I googled it last night. And if you go on Wikipedia, there's several different definitions. There's the economic and political definition that you guys came up with last week. But there's also the philosophical definition. And it seems to be backed up. Like, I did it last night at, 2 in the morning, so I didn't really have time to check the sources.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's on the computer now can actually pull up collectivist in Wikipedia. And it'll come up with a pretty definition, the definition that I think you can use so you can keep on using the word collectivist for that.
So my confusion, I guess, was that I had been using the term collectivist to...
Politically.
Well, you're right, to refer to the idea that people were putting people in groups, as in...
That would be the philosophical collective definition of collectivist. So it actually works. If you look at it on Wikipedia right now, it's the first heading under collectivism.
Right. I'm not there right now. I was at the dictionary, which is where I had gone to originally, just because Wikipedia can be edited by anybody, and I like
but
Wikipedia.
I know that, so that's why there's a lot of reference sources to it,
right.
So I think it's not just jibber-jabbish.
Okay, so you're saying that the definition of collectivist can include just talking about
putting people into a certain box according to what they do or what they... or what they look like, or what, so it can be used that way.
Or those who believe that they derive their rights from the group they belong to rather than the individual rights.
Or the group is more important than the individual.
Yeah.
Or a whole bunch of stuff like that.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah, the other one is you often ask, why would a person move to another country?
I don't think I've asked that.
Actually, I'm a dual citizen. I was born in the States to Canadian parents, and I was raised in Canada. And I got tired of paying 54% tax. I was making $68,000 a year, taking home 27 something. I checked online and said, hey, this can't be right. So, and I checked, and I've been here for 9 years. When I moved here, I cut my salary from $68,000 to $36,000 something, but my take home pay was $32,000.
So are you doing the same work there in South Korea as you were in doing?
No, I was a social worker back home, so don't hang up on me because of that. I was in child protection back home, which is a lot more stressful, a lot more taxing on the body and on the mind and on the person. And I just quit that, and I just became an English teacher in South Korea.
That's great. I don't know. When you say I ask people why they would go move to another country, do you mean just in general what is interesting about another country? Because if you want to move to another country, I think you should if you think it's better for you.
Well, I think you're looking forward to the advantages and what is enticing for me to stay here for eight or nine years. Another interesting fact is most of the convenience stores have patio tables and chairs out with parasols, and you can buy a beer in the convenience store and sit out front and have your beer and not get harassed by the police.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's very nice.
Now, where are you in South Korea? Is it Seoul?
I'm just just southeast of Seoul, in Incheon, where MacArthur actually landed during the Korean War, and he separated the supply lines from North and South Korea, and that's how they kind of got back their independence from the communist North.
I think you may be the first caller ever from
the Americans, so I don't know which is better. I don't know how you'll take this. Another interesting facet here is the police do show of force. So basically, in America or in Canada, where the police would hide behind a tree to catch you speeding and be more than happy to give you a ticket, and it's like they have radar traps everywhere. And here in Korea, the police actually ride around with their lights on just to remind you that they're there, but they don't want to give you a ticket.
Why?
I have no idea. And it got me strange. It's a police force, right? So, I mean, they had dictator governments for the longest time, and then they had democracy, but with the coup d'etats and overthrowing. So it's a military state. And the police would rather you show force to have, a compliant community without having problems than generate money through it. They'd rather have a safer community, I guess.
Interesting.
So they don't want to catch you doing something. They just rather you not do something wrong.
Do people sit out at convenience stores and drink beers on little patio tables? I'm trying to imagine this. Most of the convenience stores I've been to, I wouldn't want to sit out in front of it, enjoy a beer in front of the patio. I can see wanting to do that at a bar. It's a nicer place. So are there convenience stores nicer or more bar-like or?
No. It's just a basic. I'll take a picture and I'll send you guys one through the way I would take. It's just a basic. The front end, the sidewalks are usually a bit wider, and you have like maybe 10 feet or 20 feet before the side of the road. And the convenience store is it's basically just more of an open. Like you can have an open container, and you can walk down Main Street. You can buy a beer in a bar, and if you don't have time to finish, and your friends want to go to another bar. You can just walk out of the bar with your beer, and no one's going to stop you, and no one's going to harass you on the street for having an open container,
great.
no one's going to bother you. It doesn't make any difference at all.
Do they have donut shops there in Korea?
They do have donut shops. Yeah.
That's probably why the cops don't stop anybody.
They do have donut shops. They're not the most mostly the college kids hang. The cops don't really hang out at the donut shops. But on the other side.
Yeah, how is it less free? How is it less free in South Korea?
How is it less free? Like I said, it's a military state, and like they'll have random roadblocks where everybody has to breathe the breathalyzer. So they'll have like just a roadblock, and they have the pre-breathalyzer, and if you blow, if it gives off a certain color light or whatever, like there's a green light, yellow light, and the amber light, and the red light, whatever. So, and then you have to blow in the big breathalyzer.
What are the other laws like there in South Korea? I know in some places in Asia, they are pretty strict.
Oh, yes. On non-medicinal use, you're talking about?
Yes.
No, that's one. They have one classification for drugs. So if it's an illegal drug, it's an illegal drug. It doesn't matter if it's marijuana, it doesn't matter if it's cocaine, crack, heroin, they're all the same. So that's very much more or less free. Yes.
And how
it's actually almost impossible to find it. So.
How harsh are the penalties for it? Is it death in South Korea?
For a foreigner, it's probably about 6 months in the pokey and then deportation. And
wow,
for Koreans, you're probably looking 10 to 15.
10 to 15 months?
Yeah, no, years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're big on the drug thing. They're big on the drug thing. But on the prostitution side, it's much more free. But I'm married with a kid, so I don't do that.
I understand.
What is the legal threshold for being drunk, higher or lower in Korea?
Same, 0.08.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, I'm kind of out of questions. Are there other things you want to share with us?
Yeah, and the third thing I wanted to talk about is being a multinational, so I was born in America and raised in Canada, and anybody else who has that has had that luck, since my family's in Canada and I live here, I often travel to the States, and what I like to do to tease
Tell
the...
Tell me in a moment. Hang on, Eric. More on the way. You'll find out more about South Korea in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA. but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit dnamail.com and join the evolution. The second annual Connecticut Liberty Forum is coming October 17th. Join Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, We the People Foundation founder Bob Schultz, author James Perloff, the Campaign for Liberty's Jim Izzola, and more, discussing ways to protect our freedom. The Connecticut Liberty Forum, October 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Windsor Locks. Visit nheld.com for more information or call 860-354-3590. That's 860-354-3590.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're all free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen. .freetalklive.com.
Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's a chewable antioxidant and vitamin all in one, so you don't have to take one of those big horse pills. You don't have to take that shot of wolfberry in the morning. You could just take Choose for Health Superfruit Complex, and they'll give you a free week to try it out. All you have to do is call this number that I'm going to give you here in a second. But, Wayne, I gave you a free week of Choose for Health just today, and you had one earlier, and what'd you think?
I think they're pretty awesome. I think my kids will like them, too.
Yep, they're pretty tasty. I mean, they're kind of like a sour, sweet tart kind of taste, but they're good.
Yeah, it felt good in my body. I feel more alert and more better after I had it. So I think that it's showing promise already.
You know, some people are more in tune with their bodies than I am. I've never been able to tell the difference in taking a vitamin. I take a vitamin because it seems like you're supposed to take a vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Me too.
That's the reason I take it. I figure I should get all these vitamins, and I'm going to take this for this reason, and my wife's very, very, very good about making sure that I get mine.
But I still don't like swallowing the damn vitamins. With these, you don't have to do that.
No, you can just chew them up.
You chew them, and they actually taste good. They don't taste like chemicals.
800-219-8874. That's the number to get a free week to try it out. All you have to do is pay a little bit for shipping and handling. 800-219-8874. Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex.
All right. You can bring up what you want. We're going to go back to our caller from South Korea, and it may be the first caller ever we've had from South Korea. Sometimes we do get calls from around the world. It is an internet program as well as on radio stations all across the United States. So Eric is with us in South Korea. Now, Eric, it's 8:22 Eastern Time. At this time, normally we don't mark the time on the show because some of our stations run us in delay broadcast. But I'm just curious, 8:22 Eastern Time at night. What time is it right now in South Korea?
It's tomorrow morning, 9:22 for you.
So we're morning
so
show.
Thursday
in
morning,
Korea.
9:22.
Bringing you the morning zoo on Free Talk Live.
There you go.
So that's cool. All right. So you've been telling us basically that in South Korea, you made the move to South Korea from the United States because from Canada, born in the U.S. living in Canada, you made the move from Canada to South Korea because you're being taxed to death in Canada, you're being taxed less in South Korea, and you're making about as much money after all is said
and done. Well, about 8 years ago, now I'm making three times the money. So.
Oh, wow, that's great. Congratulations to you for that. Yeah. And so you're raising a family over there.
I started my own business, and when we started, like, because I'm a foreigner, and we pay about 3% tax because there's incentive for foreigners to come, whatever.
Really?
And when I started my business, my wife's Korean, and we said, okay, well, we want to like be on the up and up. I don't want to get deported because this is my cash cow, so I don't want to screw things up. So I almost slipped there. And you still there?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, yeah. So we went to the tax office and said, listen, we want to pay like the correct amount of tax, and they said, until you make over $100,000, you don't have to pay like more than 3% tax. I'm like, what? It's impossible. And they said, yeah. And they said, there's a provision for. So I'm like, okay. Like,
oh,
we came and we checked. So I'm like, all right. So we're doing pretty good. I thought of something when I was on the break. When you were on the break there, healthcare is also a bit different here.
Okay, do tell.
It's a mandatory healthcare from the government system because tax is so low. Like Koreans pay an average of about 17% tax, which is pretty low. Compared to from Canada, at least, we're paying like 48%. And so healthcare isn't like in your tax, but you have to have a mandatory healthcare system. But for a family of three, I pay $64 a month.
64?
And, pardon?
$64
a month, yeah.
Okay.
And that gives me, I can go to the hospital and stuff. There's a bit of copay. Like, if I go to the hospital, the emergency, I have to pay a little bit more, maybe like $40 or $50. If I go to the clinic, I pay between $2 and $6. And the beauty of it that we don't have in America is I have the choice to go to traditional medicine or I can go to Western medicine. So I can go to a Chinese doctor and get acupuncture and not pay $150 because it's a luxury treatment. And I had shoulder problems last week, and I went to the hospital to the I had it last year, and I went to the like our kind of doctor for about 6 months, and it was anti-inflammatories and rest disc and medication, and there was nothing happening. So I said, you know, I'm in Asia, so I might as well try the Oriental medicine. And I was wondering how much it cost. Cost me $6, no medication, and two treatments of acupuncture, and no more back problems, no more shoulder problems.
Wow. All right, so you're saying this is a completely state-run program that the state is even employing the acupuncturists?
That's right. Yeah. So I did. So you just a little bit of copay, like I said, $6 or $4 or something, and I can choose to go to the doctor that I want to go to, as opposed to having to go to a Western-style medicine back home. Like, if you're an insurance from the state, you have to go to Western medicine if you want to have the acupuncture or the massage or the acupressure or the whatever holistic-style medicine.
So
you have
how
to
do you
pay.
Get, you said it's mandatory. How do you get mandated in if you're self, you said you have your own business, so how does that work?
Oh, when I'm registered with the city council or whatever, and so then they just send us a bill by the mail.
I see. So they've got you're a registered citizen type, so you're on the books, and so they just invoice you.
So actually, but if I chose not to pay, they don't take it out of my pay. If I chose not to pay it, I guess it wouldn't be much of anything. But since I have a young child and stuff, it's always...
They wouldn't take your house from you or something like that if you didn't pay it?
Oh, geez, no. No.
Yeah. Wow, I'm quite bewildered by this. So what are some of the downsides? I mean, normally when we talk about socialist
medicine...
Yeah,
you said it was a police state. I mean, a military state.
A police state, yes. I mean, if you do anything wrong, it's like in really bad, then you're in serious trouble kind of thing, like for drugs or for...
I mean, specifically with the healthcare system, normally when we talk about socialized medicine, there are all kinds of problems that...
If something major happens, like if you get need an operation, like... the copay would be a lot higher. Like, my friend had a busted ACL or a knee injury, and it cost him $1,200 or $1,300. So that would be the downside, but even it's still less than $6,000 or $8,000 in America, but it's a lot more than free in Canada.
What about the waiting, the lines, as you might experience in Canada?
Thank you very much. Because we pay, I went to the emergency room with my baby about, maybe in April or May. He fell and he needed three staples in his head, whatever. He didn't crack the skull, it just broke the skin, whatever. And at the emergency room, we waited a grand total of about 15 minutes.
Wow. I'm amazed by that.
Yeah, it does sound like emergency. That sounds like the United States.
I had a small papilloma on my tongue just because I have a protruding jaw.
Yeah, but it's not the United States.
I bite my tongue a lot. And I went to go I had to go get that cut off, so they wanted to blood tests and x-rays because it was a small operation. And we scheduled it for Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and I showed up at the hospital at Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and I passed at 10 o'clock.
Jeez.
So it's very effective. Because people are paying a certain amount, and they, like in Canada, we don't pay, so we just go and we sit and we wait as long as they make us wait, right?
So there isn't as much of a demand on the system because there are actually payments involved with going to get the healthcare?
Probably, yeah. People will stay home with their little knickknacks instead of going to the hospital right away, instead of abusing
them. Very interesting. Eric, I appreciate you sharing that with us, and I thank you for the call tonight. Hopefully we'll hear from you again. Always interesting to hear from people around the world. 800-259-9231, giving us their experience. It is Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff all free for you. And by the way, coming up, we're going to do another Tote Sack giveaway. If you've ever wished you didn't have to push the shopping cart all the way back to the store or didn't have to make so many trips to get the groceries into the house for the last month or so, or actually longer than that, we're going to change this coffee mark. For a while now, I've been using the Tote Sack here at the house. In fact, just came back from a grocery shopping expedition just the other day. We hadn't been in 3 weeks. I mean, the fridge was empty. And so we had a lot of bags, and I loaded up, I think it was 6 on one tote sack, 7 on the other, brought them in. It was getting a little heavy to actually carry, because there was a lot of juice and stuff like that in there, but I was able to bring in virtually every single thing, with the exception of the 12-pack of beer, which you can't hang on the tote sack. But anything that's in a bag, I brought in one trip. So, well, otherwise it would have taken me probably 3 or so trips to bring that in, and the Tote Sack saved me some time. So it's great little device.
It is.
100% recycled material designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totasack.com. That's TOTASAK.com. Get yourself a family pack there. We're going to give away a 2-pack here in a little bit. And we'll give you the number at that time. You'll need to call a special number. It's not the normal call-in line that we typically give you. Tote Sack, they carry more than you can, a lot more. TotaSack.com. All right, so I want to go on with the calls here in a moment, but real quick, just to talk a little bit about what Eric in South Korea was sharing with us about the South Korean medical system there. He says it's mandatory so that the government sends you a bill if you're registered, and I guess they probably mandate that everybody be registered with the government. So if you are, if the South Korean government is aware that you're living there, they're going to send you a bill for healthcare services. And then he was saying that when he would go into to acquire those services, there are charges for whatever it is that he is acquiring. Now, does that mean that the numbers are arbitrarily set by a board of bureaucrats? Most likely. But nonetheless, he did point out that the charges for the services, the copays, as he called them, was likely keeping the demand down at least some extent. Because what we've seen in the countries where they give health care away for free to the end user, and obviously it's all paid for by taxation, there's a very, very high demand on the part of the people that are seeking out healthcare services, because if they've got the sniffles, they can go to the emergency room or they can go to the doctor, and it's free to them. So that means that a lot of people will go and try to get those services. But if they're charging for all of that stuff, even regardless of whether they're the correct prices or not, it's still keeping some people out. Because they're saying to themselves, well, do I really need to go to the doctor for the sniffles?
Sure, but one has to enter into that equation. I think the most ominous thing here in the equation as far as what the Obamacare plan is A, the government mandates whether you have health care insurance or not. So the government tells you have to have it, and you're a criminal if you don't. And the IRS is going to be the ones that are enforcing this, so it's going to be part of your taxes. It's a very strange, weird kind of fascist setup, and
that kind of makes sense. They're the ones in regular contact with most Americans, so it makes sense that they would pick
that suppose
up.
But you know, who likes the IRS? You want them administering this program? Good. The other thing that the probably the most ominous is the United States is the largest healthcare market in the world, and it's the freest of the major markets. Most Western democracies have some kind of socialized medicine. So essentially, R&D, research and development, is driven by the dollars that come out of our healthcare market. Now, it is flawed, no doubt. There's a problem with our system, and I would say that the problem is government intervention. However, once you take that sort of profit incentive out, there's not enough money left for R&D, and that's really the big issue here. Sure, there's a lot of problems with socialized medicine in different countries. Some do it better than others and all that other stuff. But the big problem is once the United States goes socialized, R&D in medicine is thrown back into the Stone Ages, essentially.
Well, that's R&D that we know about. There's been a lot of people over the years that have developed technologies that have not gone into the mainstream.
You know, right,
look at Royal Rife in the 20s and 30s. The technology he developed was amazing. If anybody's not familiar with Royal Rife, you can look him up online. But he developed a microscope where he could see pathogens and viruses that normal microscopes couldn't see. And once he saw them, he developed different sound frequencies, and he meticulously recorded which pathogens would shatter under different frequencies, and developed a machine to blast them. And he, supposedly, his patients never complained about him at all, but he was raided by the feds and put out of business. And it's a very interesting story, but I think that there are technologies out there that would blow your mind that just haven't reached the mainstream.
Well, because the mainstream's set up to prevent them too, right? I mean, prevent them from reaching most people.
Yes, because we have a very cartelized system of medicine.
Well, I wanted to just talk a little bit more about what might really be going on over in South Korea, because the story from Eric was just glowing. I mean, he would go into the hospital, was seen in the emergency room within 15 minutes, whereas we've heard that in other government-run healthcare systems, it's an incredibly long wait. And of course, he pointed out that, again, they are paying for, at some level, they're paying for these services, so therefore, that's probably cutting down on the demand. But he was also very satisfied with their ability to get them in as far as scheduling an appointment and coming out and getting it done in a relatively short amount of time. So it sounds like things are really different in South Korea than they are up in, say, Canada, for instance. And just one of the things that you guys had pointed out during the break about government-run healthcare is that usually young people are treated a lot better than old people are. Is that right?
Yes. Generally speaking, those are the stories we've heard. And it's funny because I think in a lot of these countries that have it, it's drilled in their head going to school for years, decades. We have the best healthcare system in the world, and then in the next breath they'll tell you how their grandfather couldn't get the surgery they needed.
Now, we didn't have, I didn't have the time to go through an entire hour-long interview, and he's not born and raised in South Korea, so I don't know how
just
well
his experience, and his experience is valid for him.
Yeah, it is. And I'm actually looking here at earthtimes.org. It was just looking online for some healthcare information about South Korea, and this says that South Korea has the highest healthcare expenditure of all the Asian tigers, with an estimated 55% funded by the public sector. So from that statement, it sounds like it's still a mostly government-funded, sort of like the U.S. system is mostly government-funded, because we've heard statistics that say over 52% of the money spent in the healthcare system here in America is spent by the government. So that means that 45% is spent by private hands. So how does that work out when it comes to the pricing structure? There's a lot that we still don't know about the South Korean system. It's kind of interesting, though, what we've found out so far. So maybe if you know more, you can clue us in at 800-259-9231.
I'd like to say that South Korea does have, you know, a growing economy. They've got an industrial base, which we're losing in this country, and they don't have a huge military budget. Even though it might be a military country in a sense, they're not trying to police the world, so they probably have more money for things like that. However, when you start saying it's government's role to do those things, where does it end? That's the problem.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Right. And the real issue when it comes to healthcare is not how well one government system works versus another government system. The real issue is the freedom to operate your own healthcare business in the way that you want to. Because that's the real issue, not necessarily what happens to the end consumer and how well they are treated, although that's certainly important to them.
But that's where the innovation comes from, is when companies and people have the freedom to run their business the way they see fit, and they can cut costs or even maybe find a new paradigm that costs less, that's more effective. That happens all the time in other industries.
Right. So people who are doing healthcare services, providing healthcare services, whether they're of the more medical kind of standard variety or they're the alternative healthcare varieties, should be free to engage in whatever sort of business practices they want to. And people should be free to choose to do business with those folks, whether they, you know, if they find them safe, if they trust somebody who's recommended them, or if they trust some sort of third party certification company like Consumer Reports, they should be able to go in there and contract with them on whatever basis they want to. But whenever you've got the government coming in setting rules and mandates, you don't have a free market, and that doesn't result in the best innovation or the best prices or the best service. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. It is available to you to take control of. You may dial in toll free at 800-259-9231 and bring up virtually anything. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And don't forget that if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. By simply going and you can go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls. Yale is on the line in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. Yale.
Yes, gentlemen. I actually wanted to talk about the naturalization process to become an American citizen.
Okay. Who would want to do that?
Sounds awful.
Well, I can tell you that. Well, I'm actually living in Montreal right now. I lived in the United States for 15 years. I went to school there. I went to government schools for a number of years. I came back to Montreal for schooling. It's incredibly cheap. And now I'm in the process to become an American citizen.
So you were born in Montreal, moved to the United States for 15 years, then moved back?
Yes, sir.
Got it. So why would you want to become an American citizen?
Well, I believe it's just the opportunity to stay here, because otherwise, if I would like to stay and work in the United States, I'm going to have to pay $500 every 7 years to renew my green card.
Every 7 years? Okay.
The chicks are hotter in Canada.
Well, of course.
They wear more clothes, though.
Not in the summer.
The summer's shorter.
The summer is when they come out.
Yep, yeah. There's no doubt. So where are you, moving?
I want to go on about the entire process, because I don't really think many people realize that at each step you have to submit at least $600, $700. I mean, this entire process sets people back $3,000, $4,000. You're basically giving your money away just so a government can give you a piece of paper saying that you live there and you're one of them.
And you're the slave.
Exactly.
$700 a pop at every step in the... So to apply, it's $600 or $700, and they could just say, no thanks, we don't want you, and then...
Yeah, of course.
Dude, you should just put a kick me sign on your back.
Well,
yeah,
that's
where we're getting there.
What about the hoops that you have to jump through, besides the cash? How difficult is it? And by the way, you're coming from Canada, so it's probably a little easier for you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I look like a normal white guy. I didn't think I have any problem with that. But we started the process around 1994. There's a work permit that had to be filed, and then after a while, you can apply for a green card. Once you have your green card, it will take 7 years, and then you can apply to become an American citizen.
Wow. Now, if you have the green card, does that means you can actually be in the United States if you
want
to?
That means that you can live in the United States, you can work in the United States, as long as you renew that card every 7 years.
I see. So then after you have the green card, you say that at that point you can apply to become a citizen? Is that what you said?
After 7 years of having that one green card, you can apply to become a citizen, to which you then do another check, and then they will submit your fingerprints to an FBI background search.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's done, you actually go to the ceremony, you will raise your hand, and you will pledge an oath to the U.S. Constitution.
You'll swear an oath to the Constitution?
You swear an oath to the Constitution.
That's interesting.
The Constitution's a document that's meant to bind the government, not the people. That's weird.
Well, you know what? Now this kind of backs up a little conspiracy that I've heard. I've heard that citizen is in office. That essentially that the way the system sees the citizen is as the lowest office in the government. Essentially, you've heard that the president is the office of the president.
Corporation known as the United States.
Right, of the corporation. You've got police officers. These are also all of the people that work for the government in some capacity are officers, right? And so there's a certain hierarchy, and the suggestion is that a citizen is the lowest on the entire governmental hierarchy.
Now, like factory course, worker or a floor sweeper or slave or something.
Now, of course, it's not supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
Say again?
The citizen is a subaltern.
What was that last word?
Subaltern.
I don't know what that means.
It's the lowest position in a hierarchy.
Ah, very good. The subaltern. So
you should come to this country. You're smart.
So that's just what I'd heard. And so if you have to swear an oath to the Constitution, then that sounds to me like you're taking an oath of office.
I mean,
yes, it does.
Because, you have to realize that all these natural born citizens, I mean, have you guys taken an oath? Has anyone else taken an oath?
No. That's just it. And that's why I say that I don't think there is such a thing as a citizen, because in order to be a citizen, you have to have there has to be a duty of protection, you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection from the government that you've sworn an oath to.
Yeah, there's actually one thing in the paperwork they gave me, and there's an entire booklet. You have to take a test as well.
Mm-hmm.
One question is, what is one promise that you will make when you become a United States citizen? And these are all the options. Give up loyalty to other countries. Defend the Constitution and laws of the United States. Obey the laws of the United States. Serve in the U.S. military if needed. Serve, do important work for the nation if needed, and be loyal to the United States.
Those are the choices? You mean there's not an all of the above? It sounds like they'd want all of the above on that one.
That's basically everything they want you to say.
Well, wait, what is the right answer? I mean, those are the choices.
You can actually just give one of those and they'll take it.
So any of those answers is acceptable, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Those all sound icky to me.
It's funny that you only have to pick one of them, because they all sound like the kind of thing that the government would want from you.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, you have to go in there, and if you have a certain idea, if you're thinking military, if you're thinking civil service, something like that, I mean, it's whatever it's geared for.
So
what if you say that you'll serve the military if needed, and then you don't?
Get revoked.
You're burning bail.
What is it that, where are you at in this process right now? Do you have the green card, or where are you right now? You
said I'm coming in to the States here in about a week or two to actually take my exam.
So you will be then taking the exam followed by swearing the oath to the Constitution?
Yes.
Very interesting.
And there's also an English test. I don't know if this stuff is never really out there, but there's an English reading and writing test as well.
So this is something that's taken you 15 years of your life to accomplish, and you're finally 15 years and thousands of dollars. And how many hours of time would you say did you have to hire a lawyer, an attorney to get through the paperwork, or how long did that take?
In the beginning, we had to go through a lawyer just because that's the way they had to do it. We didn't know which hoops to jump through, but near the end And now the paperwork has become, rather condensed at the end, so we were able to do the last paperwork ourselves.
So how much would you have spent? I mean, you mentioned thousands of dollars in fees to the government. What did you spend on the lawyer?
Well, altogether, the papers, it's around $2,000, and with the lawyer, every appointment was, a good $500. So
total amount put into this, not including the time that you've spent, total amount of dollars.
I'd say a good $3,000 to $4,000.
$3,000 to $4,000, 15 years worth of time, and who knows how many actual hours of fretting over whether or not you crossed the right T's and dotted the right I's. Because if you mess up the forms, this is why you hire a lawyer, to make sure it gets done right. If you mess up the forms, they'll just throw you in the circular file and you'll get to apply again, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know other people who are just lost in the process. Their green cards have been processed for 8 years now. They're still waiting, and the only response they'll get is, oh, well, after 9/11, things are complicated.
As though it was real easy before that. Bunch of nonsense. It's just an excuse for bureaucrats to be lazy. And this is what people don't understand, and I'm glad that you called tonight to tell us about this. People in America, they look at the immigration situation, and they are real quick to jump on people that come here without going through this process, but they don't understand the process.
Yeah.
They don't even have the beginning concepts of what this process entails, and I'm so glad that you called to explain it. Is there anything else that you wanted to share?
I was actually going to talk about the Canadian healthcare system because I'm actually living here now.
All right, I'll give you the next 30 or 40 seconds, but that's not all.
All right, well, basically now I have a card. I can call a doctor. I can get an appointment within a week. My grandmother, who is an older citizen, she's been waiting to get cataract surgery for 3 months now.
Hmm. So they do treat older people a little bit different than younger people.
Yeah, I mean, there's just much more need in the older people. There's so much more demand. There's no way they can get all to it.
It's so sad. Thank you, and good luck with your oath of office there. And if you want, share some more after it's all over and done with, and let us know any observations that you had that might be interesting to our audience. Thank you for the call tonight, Yale. I appreciate it, and good luck. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Hour number three is on the way. Right now, though, we're going to give you a Totisac, two-pack of the Totisac. Makes it real easy to carry those groceries into the house from the car and whatever other things you can put on there. Head over to Totisac.com to learn more about the Totisac. But if you are caller number two right now, it's 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. You'll win yourself a two-pack of the Totisac. And so far, they've been getting rave reviews from the people that we've talked to that have been getting
I've been using it. It's great.
603-435-1105. Hour three is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.